Oh, chivalry?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe you explain it to me.
Well, chivalry is usually after the marriage and sometimes after the honeymoon, people will go and to the bride and groom's place, and used to be they'd make a lot of noise and shotguns, and maybe they'd play some dirty tricks on them. And usually they were supposed to have some cigars and candy and things like that. You don't hear of that a lot anymore, but I still remember them.
Are there any other types of parties around here that people have?
Well, sometimes they have a party and a dance with in connection with the wedding, but that's all I think of.
Any other type of socials or?
Well, they're apt to have showers for the bride before.
And a wedding shower is?
Well, and wedding gifts. If they're invited to the wedding, they bring a gift of some kind.
I see. Okay. What is it called, this instrument that you hold up to your mouth and you blow into?
Harp or mouth organ.
Okay. Would you use the term harmonica here?
Or? Harmonica, yeah, you might.
Which do you think would be the most prevalent?
Well, I would think even maybe harmonica would be used maybe more. You would hear all of them.
Okay. And what is it? What is it that those, you know, the things we listen to on the radio or piano? What's the general term for that? I haven't led into this very
tunes?
Long.
Listen to on the radio.
We can listen to someone playing a song. A song is a type of
music.
Here's a term. What do you call it? This type of children's playground equipment, where they once is on one
teeter totter
and once it's on the other. Okay, is there any other term you might use for that?
I don't think of it.
Okay. There's a type of game that I guess mostly children play after there's a chicken dinner, and they grab a
wishbone.
Uh-huh. And who wins? How's the game played?
The one with the big piece.
The one with the big piece.
They guess their wish.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. Because in other parts of the country, it's the other way.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
In the South, the person with the small piece wins.
Is that right?
Okay. If you were to, like, lift something and move it from one area to another, you would be something you'd say, I'm going to
change places with it? Is that what you're talking about?
Moving inanimate objects or moving large things by yourself in your arms, I guess. Carrying? Is that the term you would use?
You would carry it.
Is there other terms besides
If it's not that, if it's, you would carry it, yes. I mean, you pick it up and carry it if it's you know, that weight.
Are there other synonyms you might use besides carry?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think so.
You say lug or heft or
haul. Or tote.
Okay. All right. Let's say a boy's going to the dance and he goes and he picks up his the person he's going
date
to.
Date or girlfriend.
Uh-huh. Okay. Are there a lot of local type parties around here, especially for younger people, for older people? Or